Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 12th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled Reading the Path for Human Beings to Become Gods, Enlighten Me, by a Falun Gong practitioner in southwest China.
China Fahui, Reading the Path for Human Beings to Become Gods, Enlighten Me, by a Falun Gong practitioner in southwest China. Many Falun Gong practitioners in China have been detained for a long time for their belief. This has made things difficult for them in their careers and with their families, even after their release. Here is how one practitioner overcame tremendous hardship and continues to practice his faith in Falun Gong. The persecution takes its toll. Because I practice Falun Gong, I was detained for more than 9 years. The long-term torture made it almost impossible for me to take care of myself when I was released in late 2010. I wanted to make a living, but my professional knowledge and skills were virtually gone. In addition, the police often came to harass me and threatened to take me to a brainwashing center. Terrorized by the massive persecution, my friends and relatives stayed away from me. 2 years passed, but my sensory organs and limbs were not fully recovered. As a result of financial difficulties and inability to make a living, my cultivation suffered, and I could hardly do the three things. Finding my path. I began to look for a job. When they heard about my previous research background and accomplishments, many employers turned me down, saying I was overqualified. Some agreed to hire me, but after nearly 10 years in prison, with essentially no connection with the professional field, I found myself incapable of doing these jobs anymore. Plus, I preferred to have some free time to study the Fa and tell people about Falun Gong. There didn't seem to be a solution, and I felt lost. So I calmed down and continued studying the Fa. One day, as I was reading, teaching, and explaining the Fa at the Metropolitan New York Fa Conference, I noticed the following sentence, quote, "Today, the ability of DAFA disciples to get to that final step will create the path for human beings to become gods," end quote. I realized that when I looked for a job before, I wanted to make a living for myself and my family and to do the three things. On the surface, I was hoping to conform to everyday society. But in reality, I was taking a passive approach and I was not walking my own path. That is, I was reacting to the situation with human notions. By then, I was clear on what to do next. Instead of limiting myself to my professional field, I tried other areas. As long as my income could cover myself and my family, I figured it should work out. After all, what I needed was a job and an environment for me to cultivate so that I could tell others about Falun Gong. Machine repair technician. I restarted my job search, this time as a high school graduate, thinking that would give me more opportunities. One factory interviewed me for a technician position repairing bagging machines. I told the hiring manager that I had repaired computers before, not machines. But I was willing to learn, and I had confidence. I got the job. The supervisor told me to teach myself by disassembling and assembling old and abandoned bagging machines. He said I could ask experienced technicians when needed. But when the other technicians saw how clumsy I was and that I was not familiar with many tools, they doubted if I could do the job and did not bother answering when I asked questions. As a result, I got grease all over and often got hurt by the machines. Knowing these difficulties existed for me to improve my Shensheng and give me an opportunity to validate the Fa in that environment, I did not complain or have negative thoughts despite the hardship. Working in a factory requires teamwork. Whenever co-workers or customers needed help, I would stop what I was doing to help them. Because I was not strong enough, I was able to lift 20-pound goods onto the truck, but not 100-pound ones. The heavy bags often hit me. I had to unload and load more than 20,000 pounds of goods daily, and I ached all over when I went to bed at night. Many workers did not like the job and left. As for me, as long as I did the exercises, the pain and fatigue would disappear. When they saw how I suffered with injuries, many workers suggested that I quit. Every morning, as I struggled to get up, I often asked myself if I needed to change jobs. But even on the most difficult days, I considered it my cultivation journey, since it was the path for human beings to become gods for me. It must be righteous, and I needed to make it through. That thought enabled me to continue working every day, despite pain, suffering, and others' sarcastic comments. Positive changes at work. By the time my one-month trial period was over, with help from other technicians, I was able to fix two machines that had been abandoned for years. They worked just fine, and we sold them at a discounted price. Because of my help, the retail unit also doubled the number of goods sold compared to other months. The manager was very happy. I stayed on, and the store owner gave me a bonus of 200 yuan, saying I was working hard and willing to learn. Another month passed, and I fixed all the old and abandoned machines. In addition, I helped the managers with sales. The owner gave me a bonus of 900 yuan. As my third month on the job ended, I suddenly found myself experienced in repairing machinery and was no longer tired from carrying goods. I was able to take down or lift goods over 100 pounds all by myself, and I was no longer in pain. Noticing I was good at sales, the owner and manager asked me to help with sales while I continued repairing machines. As time passed, many people noticed that I was different. I worked hard, was willing to help others, had high standards, and was dedicated to my job. I have never seen anyone so responsible for the work and to the customers, said the manager. Many customers liked to buy goods from me or looked for me to repair their machines. My co-workers also liked to work with me. Little by little, I was able to talk to others about Falun Gong. If someone occasionally harassed me for this, my co-workers would quickly intervene on my behalf. At the end of the year, the store owner gave me a raise and a 5,000 yuan bonus. Virtuous circle. Seeing that I had a stable job and income, my friends and relatives stopped worrying about me. Our relationships improved, and many changed their negative attitude towards Falun Gong. About a year later, I saw many Udumbara flowers in my home, on a cement pillar, a stainless steel railing, and a grapevine. I knew it was encouragement from Master. According to Buddhist scriptures, the Udumbara flower blossoms when the holy king who turns the wheel descends to the human world. My wife, who is also a Falun Gong practitioner, and I later started our own business. We worked hard at it, and after a year, we were making about 10,000 yuan a month. This gave me more time and a better environment in which to tell others about Falun Gong, including debunking the hate propaganda they had heard. We tell our employees to treat others and the business with honesty, kindness, and endurance. 2 years have passed since then, and our business has done very well. I know that all this comes from Master and the Fa.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.